My name is Matt Abani. I work with Thematic, and for the last 25 years, I've been very curious about how we can bring automation, new solutions into a very difficult work environment. 2.1 is a number that I think everybody that needs a business today or technology today should understand. 2.1 is the birth rate that we need to sustain our current workforce. And in 2018, there was a study done about the coming pandemic. And in that study, they found that almost 50% of the global countries today that are developed will go below this. In the last year, the Wall Street Journal published an update on that number. And as you can see, it's actually accelerating. Currently, most of the world's population is living and working in an area where we have a declining workforce. So this is very important to us as we look to the future and how are we going to maintain the services, the products, and the things that we need in the future. When we talk about this in the term of warehouse, it's a very, very difficult problem. We already work in an industry that's difficult to find a workforce. You think about a warehouse, or if you've ever visited one, they're not exactly the most pleasant place to work every day. Some of the warehouses that we run and operate, we actually have freezers that are below 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you think about negative 70, your rubber on your shoes actually freezes when you walk in. In other places, like Phoenix, Arizona, we run e-commerce in the middle of summer. So again, we're constantly struggling with how do we maintain and sustain a workforce that's willing to come and do the labor that we have in this place. With our company, we've focused a lot on two things: automation and software to help us get fast out. Those things make us more efficient, they can help us improve. And when we talk about the art of an intelligent warehouse, we talk about sustainability. And it's not just sustainability in the way we think about environmental sustainability, it's people sustainability. How do I make sure that the people that I have coming into the warehouse continue to be safe, effective, and have a desire to come back in? There's three things that we really focus on to create the sustainability. It's being predictable, it's being flexible, and it's making sure that we can maintain. We have to be predictable because every day we need to know what's coming in and out of the doors of the distribution center. We have high demands from our customers, we have high expectations. We have to make sure that just like a factory, we can produce day in and day out with a consistency. The flexibility comes in when you look at the vast amount of products that we do in distribution. We have a customer that has 12.2 million different products on their website that they will ship to your door in 24 hours. And they do that across the globe, and they do it every day. So we have to be able to manage shipping everything from a small pencil all the way to a couch. And a lot of times it's what's happening under the same roof. In addition to it, we need flexibility in who we're servicing. It might be business to business clients, it might be business to e-commerce, it might be business to store. We have today multiple channels running under the same roof. And this is a complete shift in the way that we've worked over the last 10 years. The maintainability isn't just infrastructure. So it's not just taking care of the machines, it's not just taking care of the equipment that we produce, it's also maintaining the environment that people work with them. Making sure that they're safe, making sure that they get home. And for us, maintenance goes well beyond just those typical infrastructure that was doing. So there's a couple technologies the last 12 months that we're starting to get really excited about that are going to make a big difference in this space. Give us a totally different paradigm as we move forward into this reduced labor market. Now the first one, I'm actually not gonna talk about AI.
I'm sorry.
But what I am gonna talk about is the graphic processing unit that runs under AI. The computer chips that they're using and producing today to run the AI has completely changed our ability to make a digital twin, but also to predictively do our workflows inside the distribution center. Our software can perform better. We can start to run multiple streams and compare that with labor rates, compare that with machines, what's up, what's down. Help us understand what's available to us to use to ensure that we're going to have a satisfied customer at the end of the day. Another exciting area is robotics. Now, we've been doing robotics for about the last 15 years. We tried to adopt the automotive industry approach to robotics, and I'll be honest with you, it comes fine. The amount of variation that we have in distribution makes using the robotics that are commercially available difficult for us. A lot of times we are out there trying to adopt what's on commercial available and put it into an environment that was never meant to work. You look at automotive, they have what they call robotic cells. Doesn't get really friendly with the person who needs to stand next to it and work on it. We're also challenged with making sure we don't have to have 15 engineers set up a robot cell that's only going to be there and work for about the next 2 to 3 years. So what's interesting and what we're seeing come online in the last 12 months and excites us is the humanoid platform that Tesla and a few others are working with. And it's not just the platform, so it's not just the dexterity that those platforms give us. What's really interesting to us is the way that they're training those platforms. So traditionally in robotics, you have to program the environment for the machine to understand what it's working in. What we see today happening in robotics is companies actually building a suit that a human can wear to collaboratively train the robot standing next to them. There's a smart group of people out of Stanford University that started this, and Tesla has now adopted that into their new platform that they're bringing on later this year. That type of training capability removes a lot of the barriers of entry for us in the warehousing space. We now have a platform that we can come in, we can have an effect, and we can be quick upon it. So for those of you here today, what I would say is this. The workforce is shrinking. That's inevitable. There's nothing we can do necessarily to stop it. But what I would like you to do is go out and be curious about what the technologies are that can help you help your customer. Understand that if you don't do that, your competitor definitely will. Thank you.